Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, 11:4. We now discuss the status of bodies of water, starting with the sea and other large bodies of water. And there the rule is that the sea, etc., has a din of being a carmelis. That is to say, there's not enough normal, heavy, regular traffic like the Midbar in the ocean, and therefore it's not a Rishus Rabim, but it's not closed in with walls, not a Rishus Yachid, rather it's a carmelis. And that being the case, Hazorek Biyam, if one throws in the ocean, let's say he's doggy paddling in the ocean and he has his little bottle with his message inside of it, Arba Amos, and he throws it at a distance of 4 Amos, so Pater, he'll be exempt because it's a carmelis, not Urshas Arab, or Urshas Yachid, and therefore he's only Asur Medurabanan, so Pater from Ringa Chattas. Now, what happens if you have a smaller body of water, let's say even just an overgrown puddle? So we're going to talk about the Rakak. The Rakak is a muddy, disgusting puddle in a pothole. So the question is, at what point does the rakak in the middle of Rishus HaRabim lose its status of being part of the Rishus HaRabim? So we say, Im hayah rakak mayim Rishus HaRabim halachas bo, if you have a main thoroughfare, Rishus HaRabim, and it intersects with a deep puddle of water, of gross, murky water, so the status of that rakak is going to be part of the Rishus HaRabim. Hazark l'tocho, arba amos, if one throws arba amos and it ends up in the puddle instead of on the Rishus HaRabim, still chayiv, will still be chayiv, because the rakak is still part of the Rishus HaRabim. People who are walking the Rishus HaRabim walk through it. The kamu rakak mayim, and how far does that go? How deep can that pothole of water be and still be considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim? Pachos masar tfachim. Here we go down all the way to up to 10 tfachim. Usually the rule is that once a hole is more than 3 tefachim deep, so then it already becomes offset from the Rishus HaRabim as a carmelis, but since this is full of water and murky, and the public sort of tramples on through it and deals with it, and therefore unless it's a full 10 tefachim deep, which would make it now a separate Rishus altogether, it has the status of being part of the Rishus HaRabim. Now the Mishnah is something quite unusual. It totally repeats itself. It says the very same words again, Rakak Maim, if you have a puddle of water, or Rishus HaRabim Halachas Bo, and the public thoroughfare passes through over that rakak, that puddle, hazorek besocha arba'amos chayev, one who throws into that puddle, the pothole filled with water, he'll be chayev. We said that a minute ago. So the Bartanura brings two things that this is coming to add. The first is that even if it's a very wide pothole, let's say it's 4 amos wide, it doesn't matter. It's still not going to get its own separate status. It's part of the Rishus HaRabim because the public does pass on through that big puddle. And second of all, it tells that even though passing through a deep puddle of water is certainly not very easy, and therefore it's not the normal way of passage. It's passage ayder chak, like a difficult, not normal way of passing through, and therefore people don't pass through in the normal, swift, convenient way they normally pass through Rishus HaRabim. Nevertheless, it's still considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim, and that's sufficient enough to still be a bona fide Rishus HaRabim to make one chayev if one would throw arba amos ending up in that Rishus HaRabim, the puddle in the Rishus HaRabim itself. The rakak.